Are you ready?
You ready, boy?
Yeah, I'm ready, dude. Let's get it. Let's do it.
All right. What's good, locals? Welcome back to The Local Podcast, the podcast where we talk about video games, anime, sometimes, movies, TV shows, anything that catches our interest, but we mainly focus on video games, I would like to say. You have me, Carlos Perez, and my co-host, Miguel Vasquez. There he is. Sorry. Pretty much you can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Audio Boom, Google Play, and that one link that exists somewhere out in the world that we do not know. But usually you can find links to those in the description, but I found out that when they've been in the description, sometimes you won't be able to click the link on some apps. So if you want to find official links to all those applications, you can check the YouTube bio or the Audio Boom webpage of our podcast. So definitely check that out, or just message me and I'll send you a link direct to it if you guys can't find it. But regardless, this is episode 34. And how do we always start this, Mike?
How our weekend was and stuff like that. So I'm going to, normally you ask me first. I'm going to ask you this time, Carlos. Carlos, how was your weekend?
I threw the reverse card in Uno, so you go first. No, all right, I'll go. For sure, I'll go first. This is pretty neat. What did we do? Or I'll start off with what I did, and then we'll talk about what we did in the end. Or you cover that segment, what we did.
Yeah, perfect.
Pretty much what I did this week. What did I do? I played Fall Guys. I've been playing the beta a lot, and oh my god, it officially releases tomorrow, dude. August 4th, as we are recording this podcast August 3rd, but it releases August 4th, and oh my god, dude. It is so much fun. I was streaming it too, and oh my god, that was a really good stream too. I got like 5 subscribers and a couple of new followers, and I do pretty much every time you follow me or subscribe to me. Followers, I pick the trick and I do a trick for you. Subscribers, they pick the trick and I do the trick for them. And oh my god, dude, all my friends that subscribed to me made me do some hard ass tricks. I was so pissed. I did a nollie double kick flip, a nollie hard flip, a double kick flip, a regular kick flip, and some other tricks. But oh my god, it was too much for me to handle. I should put a limit. but I didn't want to leave them hanging because I knew I could do those tricks. But the way my floor is in my room, it's tile. So, like, my wheels were getting stuck on the crack, so I couldn't really pop them right, but I was able to land my tricks, but regardless, it was pretty cool. I played some Fall Guys, been playing some Valorant, getting my Battle Pass finished, Ghost of Tsushima, still grinding through that game. I finally got to the beginning of the first half. Did that make sense? So, there's 3 acts in the game. I've got to act 2, finally. And oh my god, I can only imagine how much more shit I gotta do. I could literally just grind through it and just do story modes, but not doing the side missions isn't me. Just because I think the side missions are really cool.
Yeah. Like when I went over to your house, you showed me like the map. You know, I think you're on the second island, right?
Yeah.
And there was like 2 more islands or 3 more, and I was like, Jesus, this is like a big ass map. You know, a big ass game.
Yeah, so I could have honestly been there a long time ago, but like I said, I've just been doing every little thing that I could just because I'm having fun with the game.
True. Are you trying to plan in them? Planning the game?
Yeah, I heard it's an easy platinum from what my brother told me. I don't have to 100% everything. Pretty much most of the trophies are just story mode anyways. Maybe like 5% of the trophies are other things, but that's pretty much it. But I'm playing through that. What else was I going to say? Fall Guys is really fun. That comes out tomorrow. And I can't say pretty much what else I've been playing. But that's pretty much it, dude. Oh, one interesting thing that did happen, though. I went to Walmart, right? This might be boring, but this is pretty much, I guess, just filler. But I went to Walmart to go get snacks. And Walmart, to me, has like these best donut hole balls or whatever's. And I wanted some, so I go to the donut aisle. And they didn't have it. So I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just get regular powdered donuts that they have because I like their powdered donuts, whatever. So I grab a box. And one night I was like, I ate one. And I was like, does my breath smell that bad where this donut tastes expired? It tastes weird. I was like, what the heck? And then So like a few days later, I don't eat any donuts, and so I brush my teeth, I wait a little bit, and I'm chilling. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna try a donut now. I know my teeth are clean and stuff, so let's try it. My taste buds gotta be fresh. I try one and it still tastes the same. And I was like, what the heck's up with these donuts? Are they expired or something? So I checked the box. It says they don't expire till like the 21st of August. And I was like, what the hell? And I read the title of the donuts. They're lemon flavored powdered donuts.
Fuck, you
And
fucked up.
I was like, what the hell? Who would buy these? I can understand lemon cake, but like lemon powdered donuts? These taste so weird. Like, I don't know. It just blew my mind. I was like, wow, I can't believe I grabbed the wrong fucking donuts. God damn it. Yeah, fuck, yeah. That's pretty much my week. That was the most interesting thing this week.
For sure. That is interesting.
But yeah, what have you been doing?
I've been running a lot at my local park. I just came back from a run just like an hour and a half ago. Yeah, I've been running. I turned in that piece for Nickelodeon. I only turned in one piece, sadly. I was supposed to turn in three, but I just got caught up with like other stuff and other personal projects. And yeah, I don't know how it's gonna go. I highly doubt it that I'll get a job over there just because of the way I handled the situation of me just turning in one project when it was supposed to be like three or more. But yeah, that happened. I've been playing a lot of Resident Evil 2 Remake, the Fourth Survivor extra mode. I've been playing that every night before I go to bed. Like
Damn.
even after this podcast, I'm gonna be playing it. It's just that I'm just trying to beat my time. My current time is with the Fourth Survivor, we have to do is you're like pretty much like what the title says, you're like the fourth survivor of the Raccoon City nuke. Well, before it gets nuked, and you're supposed to get out of the city as soon as possible. This helicopter has to pick you up in towards the end of the game. So yeah, I've been trying to beat my current time of 10 minutes and 14 seconds, but I just can't do it. But hopefully I get to beat it tonight after the podcast. Yeah, but yeah, I've been playing just Resident Evil 2 Remake. It's just such a gorgeous game on my TV. It's an HDR 4K on the Xbox One X, and Jesus, it's like such a beautiful game. I just like there's times when I just like pause the game. I don't do anything. I just like look around.
Nickelodeon, if you're listening to this, we know the real reason why he did not submit three
Yeah,
three
that's
commissions. He's too
true.
busy playing Resident Evil. You sound like the creator of Hunter Hunter. He's too busy playing fucking Dragon Age, or not Dragon Age, dang, what's that game called? Dragon Quest. There we go. No, I'm just kidding. But go on.
But yeah, and on what did we do the live stream? I mean the video of playing Cuphead.
The Let's Play?
Yeah, let's play. When was it?
Wasn't it yesterday?
Was it? I think it was on 2 days ago, right?
Yeah,
I don't
yesterday
know,
or
but
2 days ago for sure.
yeah, it was like that we did that. That was really, really fun, dude.
Yeah, heck yes.
That show was just so funny. I can't wait to see the video. I really can't. I'm definitely gonna be sharing that one. It's just so funny,
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, just yeah, and hopefully we get to like, pass the game, sooner or later,
Yeah, pretty much what me and Mike did. We played, pretty much recorded our first like Let's Play video, I guess you would call it. And then literally right after we were done recording, I was like, I feel like it would be better if we live stream this, like us playing through the game, because then it'll just automatically save to the cloud on Twitch. So for sure we're gonna be live streaming this. I don't know when this episode will go live, but we're gonna be live streaming Thursday. We're gonna play some more Cuphead, and yeah, that's gonna be tight. For sure, we'll see how it goes with the Let's Play, but I'm not really sure. But I know live streaming is gonna be way more fun. We'll be interacting
Definitely.
with whoever watches and stuff. But yeah, Cuphead was so dope. I never got that far when we played together. So I'm like it's weird because I feel like I would consider myself a huge fan, but I'm not a huge fan because I haven't even played this game, but I feel like I love it so much that I want to consider myself a fan, you know what I mean? Like when this game first came out for Xbox and PC, I bought it on both systems. And then when it but I never played it. When it dropped for Switch, I bought it day one when it came out. I still never played it. And then freaking pretty much Yeah, we finally started playing the other day, and I love it. Like I thought I would.
It was funny.
But what were you, did you have any more else to say that you did this week?
No, that's pretty much it. Running the Nickelodeon submission and Cuphead with you. That was pretty much it.
All right, well, let's hop into some gaming news. We got pretty short news week this week, I guess. But there should be more news for the next episode. But it's going by pretty slow. Not a lot of stuff is popping, you know. But regardless, we could hop into, I guess, the only movie news that interests us, unless you have some stuff on the side that you want to mention.
Not really. As of now, not. I don't know.
All right. Well, the only movie news that I saw interesting was Batman, Death in the Family, the animated movie. If you guys have not seen the Red Hood movie of Batman, that movie is so good. Regardless. But this one is Batman, Death in the Family. I believe it's their first interactive movie. If you have seen the movie on Netflix called Bandersnatch by the Dark Mirror people or something, Black Mirror people, pretty much as the movie is playing, you choose options on which way to go. So with this one, this tells the story of Jason Todd and Batman. If you don't know Jason Todd, he's the Red Hood. Pretty much, I believe he's the only Robin that died. I'm not really sure, but... Mm-hmm. Pretty much the Joker kills him. He blows up in a warehouse factory and stuff. And Batman just doesn't make it there on time. And I guess Ra's al Ghul at one point wanted to make amends with Batman. So he grabbed Jason Todd's body and threw him in the... what's that? What would you call that pit? The Labyrinth pit to make you immortal?
The Fountain of Youth?
There you go. Yeah, something like that. So he throws him in there and he gets resurrected. But he doesn't get... resurrected fully, like as you would expect with anything. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Pretty much it tells you options. Like you see Batman going up to the warehouse, it says like find Joker and capture him, save Jason Todd, or something else. But I'm really excited for that to come out. I'm definitely gonna pick that up just because that's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, you know, and it's interactive too, so it's not a video game like Telltale Games, right?
No, I guess you could kind of compare it to Telltale, but Telltale has more of a gameplay in it. Like you're actually moving the character and stuff like that. But once you get to an interaction scene, that's when you pick and choose your story. But throughout the whole movie, your choices affect the storyline for sure.
That's sick.
But yeah, for sure, it's more of a movie than a game. So if that catches your interest, I say definitely check that out. And if that doesn't, then just go watch the Red Hood movie because I cannot recommend that movie enough. I love that movie. But yeah, you said no movie news pop in your head?
No movie. I don't know if we mentioned it. SpongeBob movie that was supposed to come out in theaters is going to stream. I think we've mentioned that one already, right?
Never. What SpongeBob movie?
Yeah, the one with when Gary gets lost.
Is it the newest 3D model?
Yeah, the 2020, the film that was supposed to come out this summer, but yeah, they you know, because of COVID, they're gonna stream it to Netflix, I think.
What the heck, dude?
Yeah,
I thought this movie came out a long time ago, like in January. One with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, with Keanu Reeves. Yeah, it's gonna be streamed. It's not gonna be in theaters anymore.
What the heck? Oh, yeah, it says the release date was May 22nd, 2020. Dude, I thought this movie came out, like, in January, and I just skipped it.
Yeah, just this year's been a hell of a ride, man. It just seems so long, you know? But, yeah.
Yeah, it says, dang it, yeah, I can't, that's weird. So you said it's coming to Netflix?
Yeah, so I've heard it's going to be streamed to Netflix.
That's cool, then, because I kind of didn't want to go to the movies to watch that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, I would have loved to go to the theaters just to watch the SpongeBob movie, but yeah, because of the COVID thing, like, it's quite of a bummer because, like, I'm a huge SpongeBob fan, and I've watched, like, all SpongeBob films in theaters, so, yeah, to see this one go to stream, like, it sucks, you know?
Have I ever mentioned, like, when the SpongeBob movie, the first one ever came out, I got cocky?
Wait, what? You got what?
I got cocky with it.
Really? How?
So pretty much, we were going to the movies, me and my family and stuff, when I was like a little kid, dude. And like, I noticed, I was like, you know what? Some like I've noticed that every time when we go to the movies, I always get to pick the movie. You know what? I'm gonna say we're gonna go watch the SpongeBob movie. And then so when they asked us, I said the SpongeBob movie, and my dad hit me with, you know what, Jay, you've been picking the movies all the time. So let's let someone let's let someone else pick a movie. And I sat in the back, I was like, ah, oh, all right. And I never got to see that movie in theaters.
Really?
Yeah. But I watched it, but I never got to see it in theaters.
Let me guess. David chose the film, right?
I don't remember what we went to go watch after that.
Yeah, I think he did tell me that that your dad told you that, you know what, Junior, you've been picking the movies this time. So he told, I think he asked David, your brother, which film you guys were going to wanted to watch. So I think you did tell me.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's funny though.
But yeah, I didn't know that the SpongeBob movie didn't come out.
Yeah.
But all right, that's neat. I don't have any movie news left. But I guess you could pretty much, we could segue our way into some video game news.
Mm-hmm.
I guess something that ties in with Cuphead that we could just get out the way. Cuphead finally launched for PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat. At least, I mean, not that Xbox is like greedy with their exclusives, but at least they're out there sharing them. You know what I mean? Not that they were ever greedy. But I guess that'll tie into the next segment that we go into. But yeah, Cuphead launched on PS4, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It makes me want to buy it for PS4 just so I could keep supporting them. Just because I
like that. I'm pretty sure they've got enough support, man. Cuphead's just really popular amongst, you know, streamers and whatnot. But
Cuphead was only made by like 4 people, right?
I think so. And if that's true, then wow, congrats to them, because I know they're making mad bank.
Yeah, let alone they're making so much money, and let alone that Microsoft bought some exclusivity. Like, hey, like we're gonna give you money, and you just keep making Cuphead games, but you launch first with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was awesome to see that too. I was like, heck yeah, give them all the money like they asked for, because they make great they make great stuff. I love the art style, the music, the platforming, the way they fight. Oh my god, it's such like, it feels like not like an arcade game, but I don't know. I feel like I have like a good spot for like that type of art style, because I feel like that's my favorite Mickey Mouse series of cartoons.
Yeah, like, the 1940s, right?
Yeah, like the black and white series, whatever. I don't know what you call that cartoon style. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, that is my favorite cartoon style of all. Like, I like that. And I think to go back to like oldie cartoons, I like Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Something about that just like, it very clicks good with me. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
The music is really good too.
Oh, yeah, that too.
For sure, the story is nice too. We didn't get really far. We got like 4 bosses in.
Mm-hmm.
We got to the plane level, right?
Yeah.
The plane level, and we found a secret way to go underneath to the plant level.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, Cuphead's launching on PS4. It already launched. Go get the game if you have not played it. I cannot recommend it enough. I think it retails for $20, and there's going to be DLC coming out. There's no specific date when it comes out, but I don't know much about it because I didn't want to know more spoilers when I was watching anything. I can't believe I haven't even got the... I know. I think I kind of know how the game ends, but I didn't... Like, I'm not trying to watch a lot to get it spoiled. I want to go everything firsthand, you know?
Yeah.
I did watch my friend stream, my friend Fox. I actually don't even know his real name now that I think about it. I just call him Fox because that's how I found his streamer name. But he's a friend of my friend Robert's, and I found his stream through there. And he's a really cool guy. Check out his stream, Fox Official Plays, on Twitch. He has his own podcast too with his friend Aussie Gamer. I feel like a bad friend because I forgot his podcast name, but if you can go find his podcast, I say definitely check it out. I listened to it once, and I feel bad because I only listened to it once. So if you're listening, Fox, I'm sorry. But but yeah, I was watching him stream it last night, and dude, I didn't know you could pass a level with Pacifist.
Pacifist?
Yeah, like you beat an entire level without killing any enemies, and you know how you get graded a level at the end? Yeah, it gives you a letter P for pacifist.
Oh, I think you know those run and gun levels?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know how you can just like run it, you can just like skip through the enemies?
Yeah.
I think that's what, yeah. should have done that.
Yeah, I thought that was neat. I was like, what the heck? I did not know this. This is cool.
But... Next time. No.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll cross that off. Cuphead launched on PS4. Definitely go check that out if you have a PlayStation and you haven't played Cuphead at all. I say definitely check that out. It's really fun. And if you have someone like to play it with, like I have Mike, he lives down the street, so he's going to come over and just play couch co-op. Sadly, there's no online co-op, which I kind of wish they did. I'm pretty sure I would have played it earlier if they did, but I could have swore they were implementing that, but I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Cuphead couch co-op is super fun. Supposedly, Mike, too, Fox told me that co-op is harder than single player.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think like the way we experienced, you know how there was times where there was so much on screen, and you don't know which character you are and stuff like that. It really doesn't make it hard, you know, in some way. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, something like it, like supposedly, like since there's two people, like you kill the enemies faster, so they beef them up a little, I guess. I'm not really sure. I didn't look into it, but that's what he told me. But yeah, I'm always up for a challenge. Fuck it. But yeah, I guess more PlayStation news. August PlayStation Plus free games that I had to mention. Fall Guys is only for PlayStation 4 and PC. I don't know if it's coming to Xbox or Switch, but yeah, Fall Guys is going to be free for PlayStation Plus members. Could you believe that?
That's good, you know?
Dude, that's really good recognition. The only time I've ever seen this with another game that launched was Rocket League. And look how big Rocket League took off. Like, for sure, I was day one on Rocket League on my PlayStation account when it came out, like me and my friends. And no joke, we were pretty good. But then we kind of all just stopped playing and I got back on it on PC and I am garbage. I do not play like how I used to. No joke. Like, not like I was like really good. Like, I could play like ranked and stuff. But I feel like I was pretty good. Like, being goalie and banking my shots in, controlling the ball. But yeah, Rocket League was pretty fun and successful when it launched for PlayStation Plus for free. But so if you have PlayStation Plus and you do not know what Fall Guys is, it's pretty much a 60-player battle royale Mario Party mini game. There's no board games. It's just mini games. So pretty much there's five rounds. It could be the first round could be like a parkour run where the first 45 people that cross the finish line go on to the next round. So if you make it within the first 45, you're good to go. And then the next round could be whoever gets the next 10 people that get eliminated, the rest of you guys move on. Like, it could be like you're spinning on a wheelbarrow, but there's obstacles. Like, if you fall down the pit, you're done. So pretty much it's 60 players and whoever is the last one standing on the fifth round wins completely. And it's so fun, dude. No joke. It is really, it's a really good game. I suggest, well, you don't even have PlayStation Plus, huh?
No, I don't.
Regardless if you don't, the game is, the game retails for $20 and there's a collector's edition that gives you like four skins and some extra coins. I don't know what the coins actually do yet, but regardless, $20 for that game, I think is worth it. And if you don't even have PlayStation Plus, I say get PlayStation Plus because I think it's like, what, $10 for a month? Mike?
So, yeah, I think it is.
Well, whatever is the cheapest option for PlayStation Plus, get that. And then you just get Fall Guys for free. Obviously, you do need to have a PlayStation Plus membership to play online with others because it's an online multiplayer game. But regardless, it's such a fun game. And I guess to mention also, the other game of August PlayStation Plus free games is Modern Warfare 2 Remastered. So that's cool.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of hyped that I didn't buy it, so now I could just get it for free.
Yeah, yeah, for free, you know.
Yeah, definitely cool. These two games, if you do not own these games, or if you don't have Modern Warfare 2, pick it up because the Modern Warfare 2 story mode is literally one of my favorite stories that I've ever played in a game.
Yeah.
It's damn good.
Yeah, on the PS3, that was the actual, that's my first Call of Duty game I've ever passed. And since then, you know, I haven't even played Call of Duty. But yeah, Modern Warfare 2 is like really like, I love the plot twist in the end.
Yeah,
right?
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
so good. That game.
Definitely. So I highly recommend it, especially with, you know, the graphics amped up and stuff like that. That's good. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 2, definitely. If you have PlayStation Plus, just pick up both these games just to add them to your library whatsoever. You probably don't even have to play them, but hey, who's going to say no to free games? You know what I mean? But for sure, Fall Guys, oh my god, dude, it's so fun. It's like more of an adult version of parkour. It's like Wipeout, I guess, or American Ninja Warrior and stuff. It's really fun. Really simple to play. Like, anyone can play it. I highly suggest it. So that's pretty much. We got Cuphead on PlayStation 4, August PlayStation Plus free games, Modern Warfare 2 and Fall Guys. Let me see. Another big thing that we could talk about is the Avengers War Table beta. Pretty much, dang it. The Avengers War Table beta starts off with the opening scene, the Golden Gate Bridge, and that's about 25 minutes of gameplay for the beta. The beta starts off at the Golden Gate Bridge. You pretty much do that, not the entire sequence, I assume, but pretty much it leads up to the end of the battle with Taskmaster. And after you do that, it opens up like a whole new world for you to do. There's a bunch of single player missions, co-op missions, everything. So it showed off a lot of gameplay that I'd never seen. And no joke, I was shitting on this game pretty bad about like the character graphics. And honestly, after I seen this War Table, it made me pretty hype. Like, no joke, after I saw this, I was like, you know what? Let me go pre-order for PC so I get into the beta and actually play this thing. And I'm kind of sad that I did, but we'll get more into that later. What were you going to say right now?
Yeah, because in the full presentation of the Marvel's Avengers War Table video, I see there's a lot of YouTubers, you know, like giving testimonials and stuff like that and saying like, oh, this game is good, you know? And of course, you can just... You'll probably think of, oh, these YouTubers are probably paid, but honestly, like the enthusiasm in their faces says it all. Like, it looks like they're actually hyped up for the game.
Yeah,
and then like when he showed it off, like during E3, I think, or earlier this year, the gameplay, like the fighting mechanics was like, to me.
Yeah, it looked like
too stiff.
Yeah, it looked stiff.
But now it's like so smooth. I feel like, you know, they just got more time to refine the gameplay. Which is good, you know. But damn, I'm definitely loving the way you can interact with Hulk.
I thought you would.
I love Hulk, you know. I just love the way he like destroys everything, and him seeing Abomination on there is really badass too.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, I was really iffy on this, and I did not want to buy this until I saw a review. But after I saw this War Table, I was like, I'm in for it. Hell yeah. Sign me up. This looks dope. I will probably never play. I really don't know. That Kala Khan girl, I do not know anything about her, but she looks so boring to me. But supposedly she's the main character. Like, she focuses on the entire story because I guess after, if you haven't seen the E3 trailer, pretty much Captain America dies. Right. And that's where it focuses on. And after that, pretty much, I guess the Avengers split up, and she's the reason why all the Avengers are coming back together. So it will focus around her. Maybe I will like her throughout once I found out more of her character, but so far she looks really boring and bland to me. She just looks like a girl version of Mr. Fantastic that can't do like that much fantastic stuff. Like, Mr. Fantastic seems like he can stretch his arms far as fuck, and she looks like she has a limit. I don't know how to describe it. I know Mr. Fantastic has a limit too, but she looks like she's really limited. I don't know. Just comparing, I guess, isn't a good way to do it, but she seems pretty boring to me. But I know for sure maybe once the game comes out, I'll like her character more. Or even maybe in the beta.
Or maybe, you know, you'll just upgrade, you know? You'll just get more powers, more stuff to do, like, to upgrade your character. It could be that, but we don't really fully know, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But, so basically the War Table starts off with the beta. When you first go in, you do the Golden Gate Bridge sequence, fight Taskmaster, and after that, you open up like a whole new like scenario. Like, you get to pick and choose your missions. I think there's a sequence of missions you have to do to be able to do anything freely, but that's kind of cool because I would rather have that than me pick and choose what I want to do already. And you could do all these like sequences together, co-op-ly, multiplayer. And then after, I know once you do all the sequences, you're free to do anything. Like, there's more like side missions. I guess you would call them like there's a side story where you encounter Abomination. So that looks pretty hype. I wonder if like that's going to be a boss fight or maybe just like, you know how in Ratchet and Clank when Clank would run away from that big robot.
Yeah, I remember.
I forgot his name, but yeah, maybe it's going to be something like that. It'll be pretty cool if that's a boss battle to fight Abomination. I don't know if they will give us two boss battles, but we will see, you know, once the beta comes out. After that, I guess they showed off like some other stuff that you're going to be able to do in the beta. Like there's these things called harm rooms. They're pretty much like training missions and pretty much to test the abilities of all the characters you're able to play as. So you're basically going to be able to be played as Iron Man, Black Widow, Hulk, and Kamala Khan. That's the girl with the long arms and the thunderbolt on her chest. So pretty much there's harm rooms to test everyone's abilities. And then after you unlock that little training room, I guess, they unlock training missions in those harm rooms. And if you think about it, like if you've seen it, it looks like those Batman missions when it's just like a series of events when you're fighting like 5 enemies, 10 enemies, 15 enemies, 25 enemies. You know what I mean? Like you had to do combos with your Batarang. You know what I mean? Do you remember what those things were called in the Arkham games?
When you're battling out with like multiple enemies?
Yeah, like or when you have to like do the side thing when you're Robin.
I don't know. I haven't played that game in a while.
Yeah, me neither. But it was something like that I compared it to. It seemed like like hordes of waves of enemies. It looked really cool though. After that, they showed off War Zones, pretty much online co-op missions. The beta progression shows off they showed off Iron Man's ultimate, the Iron Hulk suit. That was really fucking cool. Like for sure. Basically, those are pretty much to me in my eyes. It showed off a lot like new gameplay I've never seen. And it changed my mind. Like I really like am hyped for this game. After that, they showed off beta progression. You only will be able to get one page of a skill tree, and pretty much it leads up to that person's ultimate. I'm not sure if everyone else has their ultimates, but they said for sure Iron Man will have his ultimate, and that's him becoming the Hulkbuster suit. And damn, that thing looked crazy. So you get a full you get one page out of 3 pages of a skill tree. The rest of the pages will unlock when the full game comes out. They're not trying to show everything, you know, all at once. They showed that. It looked pretty neat. For sure, to describe the game, I would describe it kind of like you would have to grind to get new armor, new skins and stuff like that. Kind of like Destiny where you find when you find loot. Like, and as you add new loot to your suit, you want better loot on you to get better loot, I guess. But no joke, I'm all up for it. It looks way, I'm not trying to compare it to Destiny, but that's the closest thing I could compare it to. For sure, it looks nothing like it or plays anything like it, but it looks neat and I'm up for it.
Yeah. You know how we were talking about like the skill sets, you know, purchasing armor and stuff like that. You think they'll include microtransactions where you have to pay for it in some way?
Hell
like
no. I don't think Disney would want another microtransactions issue again like they did with Battlefront 2. If anything, I doubt they'll have microtransactions. If anything, any microtransactions would have to be kind of like V-Bucks where you could buy like coins to upgrade something in your suit, but nothing like no exclusive skins or stuff like that. I feel like you're gonna have to earn all of it, you know. At least that's what I assume, because if there's gonna be microtransactions like that, like loot boxes, I doubt there'll be loot boxes for sure. I doubt it. But overall impression, when you watched it, did it change your mind like on your
reaction? Definitely, you know, at first I was like, meh, you know, it's just the character models, you know, and the stiff gameplay, you know, like it was kind of clunky when I first watched the E3 gameplay. But now looking at it, watching it now, like it's obvious they put a lot of work into like the animation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The character models still look the same, you know. Yeah. But yeah, seeing that Hawkeye reveal in the end of the presentation is pretty badass.
Yeah, dude, no joke. I have never been interested in the character of Hawkeye, but once I saw like the character review, I was like, God damn, he looks like a badass. And they showed off Hawkeye because I guess people were asking where is he, because he was part of the Avengers in the movie, I guess. And so they showed him off and they revealed some information that he's gonna have like his own side story in his game to see where he was at and see how he becomes into the Avengers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it looked really neat. He looks so bad, like he looks hella different. Mm-hmm. There was a comment I think I saw on Twitter. I forgot who said it, but someone said that Hawkeye looked like Cole from Infamous, and I thought that was really funny because he does look like Cole.
He does.
It's so crazy. But he looks really good. Another thing that popped in my head when I saw him, he looked like, what's his name from Hitman?
The bald dude? Agent 7?
There we go. Something like that, yeah. It looked like him. I was like, oh, shit. But he looked like a badass. I can't wait for sure. I'm definitely going to play as Hawkeye when he comes out.
Yeah. What do you think of them introducing having Spider-Man for the PS4 version?
This is the thing. I know Sony, like, they own the Spider-Man rights for the video, like, not just for the video game, they own other rights too, but so far, Spider-Man is a PlayStation exclusive, right? Spider-Man, and then they got Spider-Man, Miles Morales coming out holiday 2020, and now they announced, it was leaked that Spider-Man was exclusive to PlayStation, then they just came out and said it, yeah, Spider-Man's going to be exclusive to PlayStation in 2021 for free DLC. It's a cool idea, but it kind of bums me out because the game in general, Avengers, is available on all platforms, excluding Switch. And just knowing that Spider-Man, the only way to play as Spider-Man is on PlayStation. Like, after I saw this war table, like I said, I went to go pre-order so I could get into the beta on PC. And I'm not going to be able to play as my favorite superhero in this game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe, yeah, he'll be a timed exclusive, but I don't. Who knows how long, because they didn't mention that he was a timed exclusive at all. They just said he was exclusive to PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah.
It, like, bums me out, because, like, damn, I would have pre-ordered on my PlayStation to get the beta then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And another thing is, too, is that I don't have a lot of, like, close friends that have PlayStation, or would let alone, like, get together and, like, hey, dude, let's get the Avengers game, you down? And like to play together on PlayStation. I feel like if anyone's going to be down to play the Avengers game, it's going to be my PC homies, you know? Like, I know I could probably find online friends that will play the PlayStation version with me, but like most of my online friends too have PCs. You know what I mean?
True, true.
So why would they go to something less powerful than when they could just play on their PC? And I know they wouldn't do that just for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for other games too, obviously.
Maybe my brother, because he barely plays his PC. But, yeah, just to see that, like, to have an exclusive one character kind of sucks. But it's understandable. That does seem like a Sony move that they would be like, nah, Spider-Man can only be played on our console. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've done it before with Kratos on Mortal Kombat, the 2011 version. You still remember?
Oh, yeah, they did do that.
Yeah,
but then so again, that's Kratos. That's a Sony thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, like for sure, we're just talking about Spider-Man and Spider-Man Miles Morales. But there has been other Spider-Man games on other consoles, like the Xbox 360, the PS3, the Nintendo. You know what I mean? It hasn't just always been Sony, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PSP, PS Vita. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've been on other consoles for sure, excluding Miles Morales and Spider-Man PS4. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it kind of bums me out. It's understandable, but like I said, I pre-ordered it on PC and I don't think I could get a refund. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. But you know what's funny? I seen a tweet and I could not stop laughing this morning because they said, what's next? X-Men is going to be exclusive to Xbox?
Because of
the X's, right?
Yeah.
X-Men to be exclusive for Xbox. Lol. No joke. Right before I seen that tweet, I thought the same exact thing. Like, I did not get any sleep last night, so I took Peanut outside this morning to go pee and stuff. And when I was outside, like, I was reading the news, and it says Spider-Man to be exclusive to Avengers on PlayStation 4. And I was like, oh, that's cool, but damn, that kind of sucks. I pre-ordered it on PC. And in my head, I was like, imagine like X-Men exclusive to Xbox. I mean, that would make sense. Like just cause. And then when I read, like, I get Peanut's done, I go back to bed and I'm on my phone. And then it says like 5 minutes ago, X-Men to be exclusive to Xbox. And I was laughing because I was like, fuck, that'd be so fucking funny. And I was laughing even more. And I was like, oh my God, I just came up with the same fucking joke. God damn it. But I didn't come up with it as a joke. I just came up with it as a comment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought that was really funny. Do I like the idea of Spider-Man to be exclusive? No. I understand it, but I don't like it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, even if it was DLC, I'd pay for it. But even so, like, why would you need to pay DLC for these superheroes that are in the game? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I think Marvel vs. Capcom, the newest one, I think they were charging DLC for characters that were already in the game before, like in the Marvel vs. Capcom series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember there was some dumb issue with that too.
Yeah, backlash, you know?
Yeah, it was really bad.
That's a bold movie, man. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. As buying the new Call of Duty and it has like three multiplayer maps, Team Deathmatch, Domination, and Search and Destroy. But you have to buy DLC like Kill Confirm, Capture the Flag for $10 if you want to play those game modes. Like, what the hell? Like, I didn't have to pay for that before. Why would I have to pay for it now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was already in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, yeah, I get you.
But regardless, Spider-Man being exclusive to PlayStation and the Avengers game, it's like, damn, that sucks because I pre-ordered it for PC, you know?
Yeah.
I hope I can find some PlayStation homies that would be down to play. For sure, it all depends on how the beta goes and to see how we like it.
True, true.
I'm really hyped for it, though. I'm definitely going to be playing on, at least I have to play the beta on PC because I got it for PC.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was the Avengers War table. That was pretty neat. Excluding the Spider-Man thing that wasn't in it. Another leak that happened, I guess, was they said Halo Infinite's multiplayer is going to be free to play.
I heard about that.
That was pretty cool. I guess Halo Infinite is going to focus on story first. Like, they're focusing on the story, and then multiplayer is going to be added after.
Oh, later. Oh, that's good. That's what matters the most. You know, it's all about story.
Yeah, at least to 343's eyes, I guess. Like, there's a lot of people that just play Halo for the multiplayer because they love that shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The multiplayer is confirmed to run at 120 frames per second on the Series X, which is pretty neat.
Shit.
But the only thing that questions me is that, like, how come they didn't show that off in the... How come this leak happened? It wouldn't have happened. How come they just didn't show it off in the showcase? Like, why not mention this there?
I just feel like it would have gotten a lot of, you know, negativity. They would have said, like, oh, so that's why the graphics are dumbed down. Because, like, watching the gameplay, you know, it's obvious this game was made for current gen, you know, for the Xbox One. So they're going to be like, oh, wow, so that's the reason why the graphics aren't as good as we thought it would be, because it's going to be running on the original Xbox One when it could have been running at 60 frames with upgraded graphics, 4K resolution, and whatnot, you know? But, 120 frames per second is pretty reasonable because of the way the graphics look. Yeah, like something like this could be easily run at 120 frames per second with the kind of specs that the Xbox One Series X has. So, I mean, that's why they didn't really want to mention it, because I know they were going to get, like, a lot of comments of people, you know, saying, like, wow, you guys could have just upgraded the graphics instead of the FPS, you know?
Yeah, true. But, yeah, I thought it was pretty neat to mention because we don't get a lot of Xbox news, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, they also had, like another backlash from the graphics, and they talked about that some more, but pretty much they didn't mention why it looked like that. They pretty much just said, it's still in beta, dude. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Like, we're gonna be working on it. But from what they seem like to be working on it, like I said before in the last episode, they don't have a lot of time. This either they work on it like they crack whip, or this game is gonna get delayed.
Yeah.
What I wanted to ask you, do you think that this game gets delayed, or do you think this game launches as is?
I think maybe a delay would be better than as is, because when you release the game unfinished, that's what gets a lot of backlash. from consumers, and you know, the publisher is gonna Microsoft would get a lot of shit for it, obviously. So I think if the game isn't ready, and if the graphics aren't ready, people are gonna be bitching about it, and then they're gonna like want to delay it, just like The Last of Us 2 and other games that were delayed this year. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but then again, also, you know, it's supposed to be a launch title, right, for the Series X?
Yes.
Yeah, that would definitely, you know,
impact its sell-off.
Yeah, yeah, it sells, you know. There would be no reason to buy a Series X if there won't be a Halo on day one. So
I don't think this game isn't like nearly done. I just think the graphics for what it looks like doesn't look next gen like it should.
Yeah, they don't. It really, you know, doesn't.
I mean? Like, I feel like obviously comparing it to Sony, because they have exclusives that are just dropping constantly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even let alone like Spider-Man looks really great. Hmm. Like compared to other games, let alone like comparing it to this Halo, I would say like two completely different games. Like Spider-Man looks better than what they showed off from their showcase.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Even Ratchet and Clank.
You know the one I mean? They showed, yeah, yeah, that one looks way. That one truly looks next gen.
Yeah,
compared to Halo.
Yeah, like it's more of the way it looks than the way I guess what people are expecting. At least like in video game general, you know what I mean? I don't like I said, it just does not for sure look next gen.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it honestly looks like an Xbox One. Like launch title, just like the Halo 5.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look anything different, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, like I said, I've never played Halo, so I can't really tell if it's an upgrade or downgrade. But as I would like to say, a video game enthusiast that plays like different types of games, like right now I'm playing Ghost of Tsushima. Like Ghost of Tsushima, true, they are two different developers, Sucker Punch and 343, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But let alone Series X is supposed to be the better console and hardware, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why does this game look like it was made for the Xbox One? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the stuff that they showed off for the Sony conference, they said that these games are made with the PlayStation 5 specs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And like, yeah, we could fucking see that. Like, damn, that thing looks, all those games they showed off look really great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this one was more like, damn, like, okay. Like, that wasn't anything neat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just more, I don't know. Like I said, it looks finished. The game looks like it's almost done. At least I hope it is, like, story-wise and stuff, to be ready for a launch title. But it just does not, the fact it does not look like a next-gen title look appealing, I guess.
True.
I don't know how to describe it. I guess bottom line, it doesn't look next gen.
Yeah.
And if it's not going to look next gen, then again, Xbox, I would say Xbox fanboys don't really have a lot of exclusives, so I don't think they would really fucking care.
Mm-hmm.
But you as like, wait, what happened?
Oh, well, I mean, besides, you know, it's Halo, you know, if you're a true Halo fan, you're still going to play that shit, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like, don't let me discourage you from getting Halo Infinite for the way it looks. If you're a diehard Halo fan, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great game. Mm-hmm. It's just talking about, like, it doesn't look next gen at all. You know what I mean? Which kind of bums me out. But a lot of people aren't looking for that. I guess that's what, like, I guess I'm trying to get my point forward. It doesn't look like something I would cop for a reason to cop next gen, you know? But regardless, Halo Infinite multiplayer is going to be free to play, 100 frames per second on the Series X. Mm. Later on, we got a Battletoads trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever played Battletoads before?
No, I haven't, but I know it's an old school game, you know, arcade game, right?
I don't know if it's arcade. I think it's more. It's owned by Nintendo's old company Rare, that Nintendo used to own, but now Microsoft owns Rare.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
So it was a Nintendo game for sure. I've never played Battletoads, let alone know anything about Battletoads, but this game looks really cool. I love the art style.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like, I know for sure a lot of you guys have played Castle Crashers by, I forgot what the company was called.
Mm-hmm.
But the Battletoads trailer was released, and it comes out August 20th for Xbox and PC. It's like a Castle Crashers, so it's a beat-em-up, and it's up to 3 players. I don't know if it'll have online co-op. I assume maybe? I'm not sure. But it looked really cool. I can't give much feedback because I've never been a Battletoads fan. But if this is a way to get into Battletoads, for sure this looks fun as heck. Maybe we should put this on the list if we want to keep streaming after we beat Cuphead. We'll probably play this one.
It looks fun, you know, and plus, you know, like PC or Xbox, you know, whichever one, you know, you're still gonna have a great time because, like, it looks fun. It reminds me of that Homer Simpson game for the arcade, you know.
It's the Simpsons one, not just Homer, right?
Yeah, Simpsons, I mean.
When they capture Maggie? Family.
Yeah, when you're, like, fighting enemies.
Yep.
Yeah, it's something like that. It reminds me of that.
Did I tell you that me and Johnny Depp spent, like, $25 at James Games just to beat that game there?
Fuck, really? When?
Mm-hmm. This was, like, years ago. Probably, like, a couple of months after we graduated.
Damn, and I wasn't even invited. Wow. Yeah, in case people don't know, Johnny Depp is, like, his real name is Brian, but he looks
like Johnny Depp. His real name is Johnny Depp. And he's the famous actor that played in Pirates in the Caribbean. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but that sucks. I wasn't invited, but okay.
But yeah, Battletoads comes out August 20th. If you're a Battletoads fan, let me know because I would like to get into or see how that stuff goes. Regardless, what was I going to say? Pretty much another thing that I forgot to mention on the list, Skater XL finally released for all my skater homies. And honestly, I could not have been more disappointed with a skateboarding game than I have with Skater XL.
Fuck.
Like, no joke. For the price they're asking for $40, I don't think it's worth it. And that's coming from, like, a real skateboarder. And I would consider myself a real video game enthusiast. Like, this game just feels like a skateboarding simulator. Like, you know how Death Stranding, like, got a lot of shit because it feels like walking simulator. You're walking so long. You're walking so far just to deliver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it literally just feels like a skateboarding simulator. I could understand that maybe that this game was only targeted for skateboarders and hardcore skateboarders. But it's, in the end, it's a skateboarding video game. It's like, when it's into the video game community, I would assume other video gamers want to play a skateboarding game because Skate 3 was the last real skateboarding game that has released besides Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5, but that came out with shit reviews. And to let alone, this game came out, I believe, Friday for $40 the day we're recording this. And Tony Hawk Pro Skater Remastered 1 and 2 come out next month for the same exact price, and it has, like, actual story, actual online multiplayer, actual customization, and different things you could do. Like, this one just feels like a real letdown. I just wanted to get that point across. I don't know, like, if people are on the edge, maybe go look at some gameplay. There's a lot of people that are really good at the game, but regardless, you're only playing just to play as a skateboarder. You only go in to do tricks you want to do. There's no missions. There's no online multiplayer. At least from what I know, I assume because there's just not that option in the menu. It just feels real bland. It just feels like a skateboarding simulator. And I couldn't force myself to play that game for an hour. Honestly, I could play Skate 3 for an hour. Like, I probably won't play more than that because it's so old. I'm kind of over it. But let alone just to know that there's this game that came out for $40 retail, and Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remastered is coming out in a month for the same exact price, and it has, like, quadruple the development in the game. Yeah, I can understand that they had a bigger budget and stuff to work with, but it's, like, it's still a video game, you know what I mean? I would want a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if people are out, like, there's maps in there that only skateboarders would know about. Yeah, you could Google it and look it up, like, if you're not a skateboarder at all, but, like, wouldn't you want something that appeals to someone that doesn't skate?
Yeah, that's true.
So for sure, this game feels really targeted to skateboarders only. And even let alone to all my skater homies, I do not believe this game is worth $40, knowing that Tony Hawk comes out next month. Maybe if you could get this game for $20, yeah, I would suggest $20. That's how much I got it for on PC. Like, thank God, because freaking it was early access. But let alone this. Oh man, it's a real letdown for me. I did not like it.
But and that says a lot because you're a huge you're a skateboarder. You're a really good skateboarder, you know, because I've seen you, I've witnessed the way you do your tricks and stuff like that. And you're a huge video game fan. And to hear you like kind of say, you know, to hear you say this stuff about, you know, Skate XL, that's, you know, I do believe you, you know.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to shit on the game regardless, but it's just I guess it's the facts. The fact is that Tony Hawk comes out next month for the same exact price. I would say save your $40 and get that one. Yeah, it may not be that realistic in the way you skate, but for sure, the way you skate in Skater XL does not look realistic at all. It feels so robotic and stiff. It is so weird. I like the controls. There's nothing wrong with the controls the way it is. Like, I can skate pretty good in the game too. Not like a pro, like where I could kickflip crook every single try, kickflip back tail every single try. I get to probably like do crook, back lip, back tail, nollie flip crook. But regardless, overall, it doesn't feel or look clunk. It did not feel clean at all. So to all my skater homies, if you guys listen to this, then yeah, I'd rather say save your money. I know Nate, I FaceTimed Nate the other day and he said, yeah, dude, I just pre-ordered Skater XL at Best Buy. It should be delivered to my house this week. And I was like, oh no, dude, what did you do that for? He was like, what? And then I was like, in my opinion, I thought it sucked. I just played it like a couple of days ago for the full release and I didn't like it. He was like, are you for real? I was like, yeah, dude. And I was just telling him, I told him the same exact thing that I'm telling you guys. He was like, no way. I was like, yeah, dude. Dude, if you want, you can come over and try it yourself. He's like, say less, on my way. And he came over and he didn't even like it, really. So he said once Best Buy sends him a coffee, he's just going to send it back to Best Buy and get his money back.
For sure. For a refund.
For sure. Like, I'm not trying to shit on the game and make sure you guys don't get it. Do whatever you want with your money. That's just my opinion, you know? But yeah, I just couldn't. I wanted to get that out there if you guys are listening, you know? Or even let alone, like, if you guys are just, like, if you guys were interested in that new skateboarding game, from my point of view, I don't think it's worth the $40. I say wait for the Tony Hawk game. But, yeah, let alone, let's keep moving on with the news. Talking about old video games like Tony Hawk, we got the Pocket Analog. Do you know what this is? I know we talked about it a while ago. Either I talked about it with you or I talked about it with Phoenix.
We did mention in a previous podcast. It's like you can play like old Game Boy games on it, right?
This is the iPhone of Game Boy. Like the Game Boy was the iPhone 3. This is the iPhone 10 of Game Boy. Would you agree? So pretty much the Analog Pocket, it was released today as we're recording this, August 3rd, Monday at 8 a.m. and it sold out in 15 minutes.
Yeah, so I've heard. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, they have a black version and a white version. So I'm just going to read off their main page. Meet Analog Pocket, a multi-video game system, portable handheld, a digital audio workstation with a built-in synthesizer and sequencer, a tribute to portable gaming out of the box. Pocket is compatible with the 2780 Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance game cartridge library. Pocket works with cartridge adapters for other handheld systems too, like Game Gear, Neo Geo Pocket Color, Atari Lynx, and more. Completely engineered in two FPGAs. I don't know what that means. There's no emulation whatsoever in this patent, I guess I would call it. Because it doesn't look like... not that it doesn't look like a Game Boy, but it has nothing like... Like I said, it's the iPhone 10 of the iPhone 3 in Game Boy did this. You know? It looks really clean. And as before, when it released, I thought about it. I was like, this kind of doesn't look like worth it. It has a $200 price tag, let alone that's just for the console itself. So you're pretty much only paying $200 just to play your Game Boy Advance, and Game Boy colored games.
Yeah.
on this, but it's a real heck of an upgrade. There's a freaking HDMI cord. It charges USB-C, 3.5 aux cable for your headphones. Yeah, it looks really nice.
It does, you know. Would you get one?
Honestly, I feel like when something sells out, I like force myself to like get it just to get it. Yeah. And I shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would I really, like, I'm on the verge of saying yes, just because it's sold out. Mm-hmm. But like, would I really pop in my old Pokemon games in here and grind through them and stuff? To be fair, I have never played Pokemon Red and Blue, Pokemon Leaf Green, Fire Red, Pokemon Emerald and Sapphire, mm-hmm. Pokemon... Like, I never played any of those Game Boy Advance games, Game Boy Color games in my life. To be fair, not that I haven't played them, but, mm-hmm. like, my cousins had them, and I watched over their shoulder, and they would play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dang, like, would I really play them is my question, because that's the only game I could think of. I know there's other Game Boy games that I had. I don't have anymore, sadly. If I had a mm-hmm. Game Boy collection, hell yeah, you know? Like, if I was a Game Boy fanatic. But... I don't have a lot of Game Boys, and if it has, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a way to hack this thing to put ROMs in there and emulators.
Yeah.
If I could find a way to do that, then hell yeah, I'd buy it. But obviously no one has done it because it hasn't came out yet.
Yeah. Like I'm looking at it and I'm like, wow, like are people really buying this for $200? Like I'm not trying to like bag on it, mm-hmm. but you know, I do. I used to have a PSP. I still have a PSP that's that can play, Nintendo Game Boy games on it, and it still works, you know, to this day. I could play like Mortal Kombat trilogy, you know. I can play Pokemon, like all the Pokemon games that were on the game on the Game Boy. And you know, you can buy a PSP like emulated like for like $100 on eBay right now. So I'm seeing, and I'm just like looking at this, and I'm like, wow, are people forgetting about the PSP, what it can do and stuff? But I mean, that's just my opinion. I think this is like a great alternative for like enthusiasts, you know, console enthusiasts that really want to like just collect it and then sell it on later for like extra bucks, you know, if there's ever like a demand for it on eBay, you know. Mm-hmm. But PSP is always there for me, you know. Like, would I get it? No, I wouldn't. I still have my PSP and I still have it emulated, so I can play like old Pokemon games on it. So that's just me though, but. Yeah, I wouldn't get it, though.
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe if I had like a couple of homies, I'm pretty sure Damien would be down to get this so we could play mm-hmm. Pokemon together, because mm-hmm. They have other accessories for it. Let alone, let me mention that this was a pre-order that went up and it sold out in 15 minutes. It says it ships May 2021, so next year May.
Wow.
So, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no wonder it's sold out. There's limit 2 people.
Oh.
Another thing is too, they sell a dock with it. The dock lets you hook it up to your TV and play it like that. I assume with that it would be able to Bluetooth wireless controllers.
Mm-hmm.
They have other cool accessories. Let alone the glass screen is bigger than I believe a Game Boy screen.
Mm-hmm.
And a Game Boy SP Game Boy SP screen. Mm-hmm. And the glass screen itself is Gorilla Glass, and Gorilla Glass is known for having like the strongest tempered glass screen for your phones.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool to note, you know?
Yeah.
They.
You know, yeah. My bad. I just realized it's the same price as a Nintendo Switch Lite.
Yeah, it is.
If someone was looking for like a portable console, like something to take with them to play video games, would they rather choose the Analog Pocket or the Nintendo Switch Lite? They're both priced the same. Like, I think they would choose, obviously, the Switch Lite, because that's just more modern when it comes to games. This one's, like, for old school, you know, enthusiasts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it just mind boggles me that it's at $200, you know?
I just Googled the Game Boy, the original Game Boy's launch price. It launched in 1989 for $90. And say the Game Boy never changed its patent or anything, and they never made Game Boy like Advance, whatever's, mm-hmm. the inflation price would be $169. for the price today.
That's still cheap.
With inflation. To be fair, you're saving, what, $20 from this? So I guess, not that it's like a fair price or whatever, but asking for $200, I guess, isn't that steep, let alone there's other things you could do with it. You know? So it plays Game Boy and Game Boy, Game Boy, Game of Color, and Game Boy Advance. That's what it's focused for. The accessories to adapt to other cartridges, the Game Gear, the Neo Geo, the Atari Lynx, those adapters are sold separately, and they cost $30 each. So I guess that's fair if you're if you have those games, you know? But honestly, I would never even touch those because I never played any of those consoles in my life. You know what I mean? But it's there if you are a fanboy of those systems, you know? So, yeah, they got the dock. They got those adapters. They have pocket-to-pocket link cables. So back then when I noticed when my cousins would play Game Boy Advance, they would have to plug their Game Boy to each other's Game Boys so they could trade Pokemon. So it has those cables. And those cables work with Game Boys. So I think, say, like, Damien only has a Game Boy Advance, right? And I have this new analog, and I have Pokemon, he has Pokemon, and we want to trade, we would be able to trade with each other no matter the difference. So I think that's pretty neat. That's pretty awesome. But they have other different accessories, like for making music and plug it into your PC and stuff. But honestly, I'm talking about it and I'm learning more about it and stuff. I would be down to pre-order one. They said that they said that they noticed more demand and how much they want, like, so they say, like, they only made 1,000, right? 500 black, 500 white. They sold out in 15 minutes because the site was buggy as hell. They couldn't check out. Honestly, they said they're going to make more. If I could get my hands on one, I would hit checkout.
I mean, you think about it, you know, the PS5 or the Xbox Series X, depending on which one you're going to get.
Yeah, it's about
Do you really want to spend $200 on a portable console when the next-gen consoles are going to come out this year? That's like another $200, I mean, you know.
Damn, that is that is true. That is really true. Just to play old games, you know.
Yeah, yeah. When you can play it on your phone, you know.
The only thing that's making me want to pull the trigger, obviously I can't pull the trigger now, it's sold out. But like, to officially say, yeah, I'm going to do it, you know, like, is the thought of it being able to be hacked and say, like, there's, I guess, like, because they don't make Pokemon for Game Boy Advance brand new retail to go out and go buy it. You have to go find that shit, you know? And people are not selling those things for cheap. Maybe the cheapest one you'll find is $20. But if you want like a nice one with the box and everything, they're selling for $100 just for one, you know?
Yeah.
Means they don't make it no more. So if they can find a way to hack it, I wouldn't know. So I would just want to have one just in case someone does find a way. And then I just do it that way and I would have like everything in the hand, you know? I guess that's not a good way to freaking help them, but like, I don't know. I think it depends. If I could get my Pokemon homies like Damien and Oliver, Miguel to get one, I'm pretty sure we would all be down. I mean, it's neat. I like it. I like the design. It's really clean. But regardless, overall, so to you, it's just a neat invention, but for sure, it's nothing you would ever buy.
Right. No, no, no.
When there's a Nintendo Switch, right?
Yeah.
PlayStation 5 is coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, to me, it's like, I wouldn't say it's a cash grab, but it's definitely, you know, I just feel like they feed on the nostalgia of, you know, a lot of Nintendo fans.
Oh, well, like, to be fair, this brand analog is not, like, to feed off nostalgia. They remake consoles, so you know it's going to work. Like, they have other stuff, too, besides this. Like, they have a Mega Sega Genesis, I guess. I don't know what this is. But it comes with, like, basically a remade console of the Sega Genesis with a wireless controller and everything. Basically, this company makes HD remasters of consoles we used to love. Pretty much does something that other companies won't, like they do with the SNES Classic, right? It has emulation games on there. You can't put any SNES game in there and play it. But this company lets you do that, you know? It's not something like, hey, let's pocket grab people to buy our Game Boy because Nintendo isn't doing it. They do it for other consoles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, overall, I think it's a cool, neat idea. Still iffy about it. I would probably talk to Damien about it, see if he'd be down to get it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. It does. It looks really slim, you know?
Is that catches your eye?
If that I like the design, you know, but I just feel like the screen is too small for the price. I don't know. That's just me. Maybe it could have been just full on screen, you know, instead of just half taking just half the space of the screen.
But to be fair, remember they're trying to remake the Game Boy.
Yeah.
You know, so
anyway,
but overall, let alone if that caught any of your guys' eyes or ears when you guys are listening, that's called the Pocket Analog, ANALOUGE, or unless I'm saying it wrong and called it Analoge. But regardless, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. You got any final thoughts?
No, you know, not really. It's been fun doing this.
All right, yeah. So after that, we got some Sony news. I guess we'll end with that. We got two Sony news. Pretty much, we'll start off with the State of Play that they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read off from their blog. State of Play returns this Thursday, August 6th. It's been a while, but State of Play returns this Thursday with a focus on third-party published games coming to PlayStation 4 and PlayStation VR. We'll have a few PlayStation 5 game updates on third-party and indie titles you saw in June's PlayStation 5 showcase. The episode is weighing in about 40 minutes. We got a great lineup in store featuring plenty of new gameplay footage and other game updates. Can't wait to hear what you think. And just to be super clear, there will be no PlayStation Studios updates in Thursday's episode. There won't be any updates around hardware, business, pre-orders, or dates either. On Thursday, our focus is squarely on showcasing some cool upcoming games coming to the broader PlayStation ecosystem. Should be fun. So let me repeat that. There's not going to be like, I guess you would say main PlayStation 5 news, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's, I love the fact that they had it like mentioned that like towards the end, like there will be no PS5 news, because I know for a fact, like, if people were to watch it, they'd be bitching about, oh, you know, like, there's no PS5. Like, why did I wait for this? Why did I wake up so early for this, you know?
There's still going to be people like that.
Yeah. Xbox fanboys, you know? The opposite, you know, console lover.
But, yeah, regardless, that should be pretty interesting. Because they also answered, on another article, they answered some... what peripherals would be compatible to PlayStation 5. So we'll see how that goes. But State of Play. I was going to say, the one thing that caught my interest, hopefully they talk about The Little Devil Inside, that one indie game. Dang, I forgot like how to describe it. But it looked really interesting. That's what I'm hyped for. Hopefully they show that off.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll see any like interesting PlayStation VR games?
I'm not sure about VRs, but for exclusives, we might see some Miles Morales gameplay, or no. That's PS5 gameplay, right?
Yeah, that's a PlayStation Studios.
I'm not sure. I mean, I hope they announce the release date of Little Nightmares.
Oh, something Little Nightmares 2?
Yeah, Little Nightmares 2. Yeah, something tells me they're going to announce it, just because Little Nightmares 2 is supposed to come out this year. But they haven't given a specific release date.
Mm-hmm.
So fingers crossed, you know, for Little Nightmares 2.
You think Little Nightmares will get a PlayStation VR compatibility?
I don't know. Because like it's more somewhat of a platformer. You're looking at the characters from like.
No. Like a spinoff. Like it has nothing to do with the game, but like it'll have a PlayStation VR experience. There you go.
I don't know. That'd be cool though. That'd be great.
I'm just trying to think on the VR side.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. But yeah, new State of Play coming up this Thursday. We'll see what kind of cool games they'll show off. Maybe some new indies.
Mm-hmm. Most likely.
Other than that, the last PlayStation news we got was what PlayStation 4 peripherals will be compatible with PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm just going to read it off their blog. Which existing PlayStation 4 peripherals accessories will work on PlayStation 5? Specialty peripherals such as officially licensed racing wheels, arcade sticks, and fight sticks would work with PlayStation 5 games and supported PS4 games. The platinum and gold wireless headsets, as well as third-party headsets that connect via USB port or audio jack, will work on PlayStation 5. The headset companion app is not compatible with the PlayStation 5. I don't know what that is. But the next one, the DualShock 4 wireless controller and PlayStation officially licensed third-party gamepad controllers will work with supported PlayStation 4 games. Both the PlayStation Move controllers and the PlayStation VR Aim controller will work with supported PlayStation VR games on PlayStation 5. Please note, not all PlayStation officially licensed or third-party peripherals accessories may work on PlayStation 5. We recommend checking the manufacturer to confirm whether a product will work on PlayStation 5 and specific titles. What do you think about that little segment right there?
I really like the fact that you can play, you can use your DualShock 4 controller.
Hold on, let me finish reading this really quick.
Oh.
I got two more questions, just so we could end that part. Will DualShock 4 work with PlayStation 5 games? No. We believe that PlayStation 5 games should take advantage of the new capabilities and features we're bringing to the platform, including the features of DualSense wireless controller.
Wow.
Is the PlayStation camera for PlayStation 4 compatible with PlayStation 5? Yes, PlayStation camera will work with PlayStation 5 for playing supported PlayStation VR games. It will require a PlayStation camera adapter that will be provided at no additional cost to PlayStation VR users. More details on how to get the adapter will be announced at a later date. And that's it. All right, so now let me hear what you got to say.
Man, that sucks about not being able to play it on, you know, with PS5 games. That kind of sucks, you know. But that does make sense because they do want people to feel the new controller, which I think is still bull. I don't know. Obviously, they want to make money off their new controller, so...
I mean, but it's nothing new. Nintendo's done this before. You can't plug in an SNES controller to your Wii.
That's true, but yeah, that's a couple decades from each other, right?
You couldn't do that. You couldn't plug in your NES to SNES and then SNES to GameCube you could have done it from GameCube to Wii. Yeah. And then Wii to Wii U, you could have.
With the PS1, you could have done it with the PS2. PS1 controllers worked on the PS2.
You're right.
And PS3 also works on PS4 too. If you
does it? Wired yeah. though, right?
I think so. Yeah, wired. In a way. But yeah, you can still play the PS4. You can still use the PS4 controller for PS4 games, right?
Yes, on supported PS4 games.
Okay. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I assume for sure all PlayStation 4 games, you know.
Yeah.
Like for sure, I assume Sony exclusives PlayStation 4 games that are brought to PlayStation 5, you'll be able to use your PlayStation 4 controller.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah. Another thing that I like to point out is that it doesn't say that PlayStation VR will work on PlayStation 5.
Oh shit.
They did not say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said the controllers and the camera will work. So I'm assuming the state of play. Maybe they'll show off the PlayStation VR 2.0 for PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Maybe. How long ago was did Sony release the VR? The camera for PS4. Like how long ago?
The PlayStation VR released on October 13th. So I know the camera released earlier though.
Yeah. So it's going to be upgraded, definitely. They're definitely release one, maybe not this year, or maybe they will, but for sure next year, they'll definitely mention it. Or who knows, maybe this year during for launch, maybe.
That was going to be an expensive buy, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I feel like they might show off the PlayStation VR 2.0 at the State of Play for PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that there's not going to be any PlayStation 5 news. It says a little bit, but not anything anyone's expecting, like release dates, pricing, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't surprise me if they showed off PlayStation VR 2.0 for PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't mention it in this article at all. You know?
Yeah.
Um, kind of sucks, but why would you want to play with the dual? Why would you bring your DualShock 4 to the PlayStation 5?
Well, I mean, just to play two players with someone, right? In case there's a, if you have a game on the PS5 that allows you to play two players, I mean, you would want to play, you would want to play one with the PS5 controller and one with the PS4 controller, right?
True, but who really plays split screen nowadays?
You know, I mean, like Mortal Kombat, you know, Mortal Kombat,
Cuphead,
you know, that's true. But there are games that are like not split screen, but in the same screen.
Yeah, like Cuphead.
Yeah, and Mortal Kombat.
Battletoads.
Which is a new one that just came out too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just.
To me, my thought was, what do you need your PlayStation 4 controller anymore when you have the PlayStation 5? Trade that bitch in and get a PlayStation 5 controller.
That's true.
Like, isn't like most people gonna trade their old console to get the new console? You know, I know that everyone's gonna do that, but like if you're trying to cough up some cash, that's a way to think of it too.
Trading those
controllers, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to turn in my my PS4 just because like
PT.
Yeah, PT.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it for me. Like, yeah, I wouldn't want to sell it, but I'm definitely looking forward to get my hands on the PS5 controller. Yeah, I've heard so many great things about it. It's like, damn, I need that shit in my hand, you know?
Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much it for news, unless I'm missing something. Did you find anything that I didn't put in the notes?
No, not really. I can't think of anything. Let's see. Let me check. About it. Soul Calibur 6 official Sasuke trailer. Not sure about that one.
I think that's a new character I haven't mentioned. I'm not a Soul Calibur person, so I wouldn't know any information on that.
Yeah, I used to play the first one on the GameCube. That was pretty fun.
I remember there was one that came out for PlayStation 2, and that one was the only version that you could play as Darth Vader and Yoda, and that was the one that I played.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, something like that. Forgot what it was. But yeah, that pretty much ends the podcast. So this is pretty much the segment where we read community questions, where you guys can send us questions to our Discord and our Discord channel. You can find the link in that in the description. So I highly recommend you join the Discord because it's not like popping or anything, but that's because we don't got a lot of people in there. I'm not really good at selling the point, huh? To put our Discord that low. But yeah, we got a couple of questions from Steezless, if we should read them. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Steezless says, we got a couple of questions from him, so we'll just read all his in order, then the next person, then the person after that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
First question. I think we answered this before, too, but I'll read it again. If you could be a part of any game development team, which one would you be a part of? Which game would you want to develop?
Ooh. For me, it would definitely have to be a Sony Santa Monica, just because I know a couple of employees that work there, especially like his name's Rafael Grassetti. He's the art director at Sony Santa Monica. Obviously, he worked on Kratos on design and stuff, and he follows me on Instagram, and I follow him on Instagram. I've met him numerous times already, but I would love to work on a new God of War game with him and with the other artists that I follow on Instagram, creating, you know, just these like trolls for these troll characters, you know, obviously the armor for Kratos and whatnot. That would be really sick, man. I'd love to do that. And you know, it's Sony Santa Monica too. They've got a reputation for making the best games, you know.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my answer.
For me, I wouldn't, like, I'm not, like, into, like, the design, like development is. So besides development, for sure, one of my dreams, like, is to be, like, not, like, dreams, but, like, a fantasy. If I could be any superhero, I would be Spider-Man. So, obviously, they already have Spider-Man as Peter Parker and Spider-Man Miles Morales. If they did, and, like, if friggin' Insomniac made another Spider-Man game, I would like to like be a voice actor in one of the Spider-Mans, and I would want to be Spider-Man 2099 because I think his suit is fucking badass. And just to be like what do you call that type of technology when they put all the dots on you? They do all your facial recognition and stuff like that. Like actually be in the game doing my own flips and styles like in real life. You know what I mean?
Capture you put on suits, right? Just like in the
Yeah.
film. Damn, motion capture.
There we go. Yeah, I would do my own, like, I would do my motion capture. I would do my voice acting lines just to be Spider-Man 2099, you know? I
For
think
sure.
his name's Miguel. Crap, I forgot his last name. But that'll be pretty
Yeah.
neat, you know? That's the closest thing I could think of when I think of game development, I guess. But yeah.
Nice, nice.
He asked another question saying, top five shows that aren't anime.
You go first or I do?
You can
Tom and Jerry, SpongeBob, Ed, Edd,
That's
Eddy. Those three,
three.
Tom and Jerry, SpongeBob, Ed, Edd, and Eddy. Courage the Cowardly Dog. And what's the fifth one? Frick. Maybe Rocko's Modern Life.
Nice, nice.
That's about it. Those five.
Okay. Regular show. That 70s show. I'm gonna pick shows that end with show. regular show, that 70s show. Damn, that's a weird one. I'm trying to think. Regular show, that 70s show.
Dragon Tales.
What's another good Cartoon Network show that was good?
SpongeBob.
That I could binge watch. Cartoon Network.
I guess.
Oh, Batman the Animated Series.
That too. Oh, Teen Titans, of course.
Oh yeah, Teen Titans, hell yeah.
No.
Top four for sure. That was good. So like, damn, I'm trying to look around. What can I think of? Oh, I guess old school Mickey Mouse, like I said
Oh
earlier.
yeah.
The I fuck, I wish I could like name that animation style if it has a name, you know? All right, so that was my top five, right? Regular show, That 70s Show, Teen Titans, old school Mickey Mouse. What was the other one? What the fuck?
Batman animated.
Oh yeah, Batman animated series, duh. Last question he asked, would you rather have arm paralysis or crotch paralysis? Basically, you can't no nut.
Fuck, arm paralysis. Paralysis.
Arm paralysis? So you
Yeah,
like
arm
learn
paralysis.
how to 3D design with your feet?
Fuck, that's true. Yeah. Crotch paralysis. Fuck. I love nutting too. Okay. Fuck, that's a hard one, dude, for sure. Like, I'd have to sacrifice crotch. So, okay, crotch paralysis. Oh, fuck, I can't say it. I would pick crotch just because obviously I want to work at a studio and definitely be using my hands to drive around just to do like what normal humans do, to grab stuff, I wouldn't want to be paralyzed from the arms, so definitely crotch. I'd have to pick crotch. That would suck, but I mean, like, it says no nutting, so I mean, I'm sure you can still stand up, right? I'm assuming.
No, it doesn't stand up either.
What the fuck, really?
Yeah, it's your
It says
whole
no nut
area
though.
right there. It's paralyzed. You can't do nothing. You can't flex no muscle.
Oh hell no! Damn, that's a hard one, dude. The arm par arm paralysis. Fuck it.
I would do arm paralysis too, because that doesn't mean my hands, right?
Oh my God. Yeah, that means your hands too.
Doesn't say that.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah. That's one way to get around, you know?
I picked the arm
Around that
paralysis
question.
because
For
he didn't
sure.
say about my hands. Tenchi, aka Miguel, says, oh, Steezus is Vince. I forgot he changed his Instagram username. But Tenchi, aka Miguel, says, when are you going to finish Ghost? Fuck, probably this weekend, maybe? I don't know. We'll see. Fuck. I always say I'm going to finish games and I never do. God damn it. One game I know I'm going to finish is Cuphead.
True, that too.
All right, when are you gonna finish Ghost?
Me?
Yeah, you.
When it's on,
PlayStation 5.
yeah, that too. When when it's on discount for
All
like $20.
right,
Yeah.
last question. Oh, sorry, you already said?
No. You can go on. I'm sorry.
No, finish. I don't want to cut you off.
No, I was about to say, because, you know, you already know, I don't play my PS4 at all.
Yeah, I know. Supposedly, so and you're some fanboy.
Yeah.
All right, so last question comes from Robert, Robbie Bahamas. Would you rather have an extremely loving family but struggle for money, or have a limited amount of money but never find true love?
Fuck. Damn. That's a hard one. Well, I'm already unloved, so unlimited amount of money.
I agree with you. It doesn't say that my family's not loving.
That's true.
So unlimited amount of money, take care of the family, and buy my PlayStation 5? Let's get it.
Fuck it.
Never find true love? Fuck it. I love my PlayStation. You don't have to love me back.
Yeah, I'll go with that one too. I'll go with you, Carlos.
All right, hell yeah. Me, dude, unlimited amount of money, me and you, buy a house. Yeah. So our PlayStation 5s, what do we need love for?
Yeah, for we got each other.
Mm-hmm. Facts right there. You didn't see that one coming, huh, Robert? But, yeah, we'll end the podcast right there. That was...
good questions.
Yeah, keep them coming. You can ask us questions in our Discord, or you could ask us directly on Twitter, let alone. But, yeah, that was episode 34 of the Local Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, we appreciate all of you guys that listen. I know there's a couple of people that listen from different countries. I don't remember which ones, but I see them on Audio Boom, and it's pretty cool that you guys listen to us. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, thank you guys. You know, that's pretty big for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Regardless, thank you guys for listening. That was a good episode, Mike. You can find our podcast on YouTube, Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and that one app location we don't know about, but it's out there somewhere. So go find us there. That was episode 34. Mike, any last words?
Just all I can say is stay safe, guys. You know, wear your mask and just be happy. That's all I gotta say, man. You guys have a good night.
Last thing I gotta say, me and Mike will be streaming Cuphead all the way through live on Twitch. You can follow my Twitch channel, Carlos Perez Skates, or twitch.tv/CarlosPerezSkates. You can watch us there, interact with us. And yeah, that was a good episode. We'll see you guys next week, I believe.
Thank you, guys.
This has been Disney 365. See ya!